Good evening, everyone. I am Sergio, and this is The Logical Report. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints, or if you have an opinion, or you disagree with me, or you agree with me, send me email at sir.geo@logicalreport.com. And this is the truth.
Here's the thing about the Donald Trump prosecution stuff right now. All the stuff that's happening with Donald Trump right now, the $454 million he owes, all these other indictments that are coming out. Now, everybody's saying that this stuff is politically motivated. Now, let's say for just one second, and I'm going to say that it's probably true. Not even as a hypothetical. I'm going to say it's probably true. It's politically motivated. That doesn't excuse it. I mean, if Joe Biden did something illegal and he and the, you know, it's going to take the Republicans to stop him. The Democrats aren't going to stop him. Same thing with the Republicans. The Republicans aren't going to do anything to stop Donald Trump and his illegal activities. It's going to be the Democrats. That's the only good thing coming out of this two-party system is the fact that we can always depend on the other party finding its evidence. You know, I mean, in the case of Joe Biden, though, they tried to find evidence and they couldn't find it. It was politically motivated, but that was it. They didn't have any illegal activity on him. And the question I have is, why are you so upset about it being politically motivated? If he's doing something illegal, then he's doing something illegal. If he did it, he did it. It doesn't matter if the people that convict him are politically motivated. Let's give an example about, what's the guy's name? Jeffrey Dahmer. I can assure you that the police officers that arrested Jeffrey Dahmer did not care for him. I guarantee you they hated his guts. Wouldn't you? If you found out a guy was doing what he was doing, storing body parts in a fridge and eating them and cooking them in a pot and serving them, I mean, probably feeding the homeless people, probably. I mean, wouldn't you hate this guy? So we should let Jeffrey Dahmer go because, hey, the cops obviously didn't like him. So he should be let go? He should be let free? No. You should be upset about this, that wealthy people like Donald Trump are not being prosecuted for all their illegal activities. You're suffering because of this, by the way. Because of all that illegal activity that they do, you lose out. And if you lose out, you should be angry about that. You shouldn't be angry about Donald Trump being his. You should be upset that the only thing that's getting justice is political motivation. These people should be motivated all the time, not when it's just politically convenient for them. Not when they're politically motivated. They should be motivated all the time. So instead of being mad about the fact that Donald Trump is getting indicted, you should go back and say, we want them all indicted. Find out who they are. You know who they are. You found Donald Trump. He just happened to be running for president. That was serendipity. You had this information. You knew this information. And when he ran for president, then you decide to prosecute. Or it could be the fact that maybe they were already after Donald Trump. And because he got lucky with this president thing, that he didn't have to, they couldn't do anything to him because he was president. He got some type of immunity or they didn't know how to go about it because they've never had to do this to another president. So maybe we're finding out that, you know, either A, Donald Trump did this to get away with it, or B, it was politically motivated. But either way, you should be upset that Donald Trump is the only one they caught. You should be mad about all the other ones they didn't catch. Why they're not doing their job. You know, the only time you do it is when you're mad at the guy because you don't like him. That's not a reason to go after people. Letting the rest of them get away with it is not right. That's what you should be upset about. Not that Donald Trump's conviction was politically motivated. You shouldn't want him to get away with it either. You should not only not want him to get away with it, but you shouldn't want the rest of them to get away with it. And that's the truth.